This pre-holiday weekend is jam-packed with arts events. We'll start with Shelley Hudson from Claremont, New Hampshire. She suggests seeing The Great Gatsby on stage at the Newport Opera House in Newport, New Hampshire.
This is a youth program, and they are producing this production as part of a partnership between the Newport Opera House Association, the Performers Playground, which is a youth-based performance troupe, and Amplified Arts, which is a collaborative arts space and education venue.
That cast and crew of 13 to 18-year-olds hitting the stage for The Great Gatsby is Friday, November 17th at 7:30. Other showtimes, too. That's at the Newport Opera House in Newport, New Hampshire. Next is Katie Gillespie from Middlebury. She suggests the Casual Friday Live, a late-night talk show format, happening this weekend in Middlebury.
So it's really informal and fun. And folks in the Middlebury area who are looking for some laughter and a comedy show that's a little bit different than the traditional stand-up comedy show will really have a great time.
Casual Friday Live is Friday, November 17th at 8 at the Marquee Theater in Middlebury. Here's Carol Schnabel. She is an artist from Guilford, and she suggests taking in the 18th annual Guilford Holiday Open Studio.
This is a chance to see the work of local artisans, visit with friends and neighbors, and enjoy the delicious refreshments.
The Guilford Holiday Open Studio is Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th, starting at 3 at Green River Road in Guilford. Mary Catherine Jones is from Shelburne. She wants to make sure you see the Burlington Choral Society this weekend in Burlington.
If you'd like a concert that's full of calories, then don't miss Alexander's Feast by Handel. Richard Riley, artistic director, will lead the 80-voice chorus, 3 vocal soloists, and a 20-piece orchestra. You can have a full feast and not gain a pound.
Burlington Choral Society concert is Saturday, November 18th at 7:30 at the College Street Congregational Church in Burlington. And this last listing is a little bit different. Here are a couple of voices from the arts community who want to make sure they have your vote to ensure that the Levitt Amp Music Series is a go for next summer at Dog Mountain. First, we'll hear from Melissa Burrows.
I'm a resident of the Northeast Kingdom and loved going to the concert. It was an amazing compilation of music, beautiful scenery, dogs, great beer, and great fun for the whole community. And I encourage everybody in Vermont to come out and vote.
And writer and podcaster Erica Heilman from Callis.
This show made me weep when I went the first time. It's a place that's in the middle of the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. It was an incredible band in a glorious location, and we need that kind of cultural event in the Northeast Kingdom. Please vote for us.
You can find the link to vote, plus the links for details for all these other events at vpr.net/arthounds.